Okay, so in terms of your heating, you need to get familiar with your controllers, and now is about the right time of year to do that because lots of people are turning their heating on. So you need to know where your timer is, how does your timer work. Sometimes you can set them for a whole week and you can do a different pattern every day. But you need to know if you're out of the house at the same time every week, you don't need the heating on at that time. So when you set your timer, make sure that the heating's not on at that time. Don't put it on when you're not in the house. And also then your thermostat, you need to make sure that your thermostat is set to the correct temperature and that it's not too high. Turning your thermostat down by just 1 degree can save you around £80 a year. So it's really worth making sure that you're familiar with your heating controls. When you're cooking on the stove, just put lids on pans. It really makes a difference to the amount of energy that they use. And wherever possible, try and use a form of heating that's not going to use up as much energy. So say, for example, you're doing a jacket potato. Rather than putting your oven on for a couple of hours, give it a go in the microwave for a few minutes first and then crisp it up in the oven just at the end. If you turn all of your appliances off of standby and keep turning your lights off and things like that as well, then you can save £63 a year. So that's about £5 a month.
Yeah, which is a lot of money.